And now, back to the news.
We now have some stories about wildlife, climate change and the Broads. Rats are reported to be invading a city apartment block, attracted by rubbish left by fly tippers. Meanwhile, the Norfolk Wildlife Trust is trying to get special status for Barbastelle bats threatened by the proposed NDR Western Link. Climate change is now affecting birdsong, according to UEA scientists. Climate change is also threatening the Broads, and a flood-hit boat business is supporting calls for barriers to protect the Broads. Perhaps we're going to finish up like the Netherlands, with the Broads all below sea level. A more modest project to create a new wetland along the River Yare has been completed, and it includes dog ramps to help pets get in and out of the river without damaging the riverbanks.
Fly tippers that have plagued people living in a city apartment block have now brought rats to the doorstep of exasperated locals. Those living in Cherry Close in South Norwich have continually complained that criminals are constantly dumping rubbish in an overgrown communal garden. And now rats have moved in en masse, with the discarded debris building up. A Norwich councillor has apologised for the ongoing issues and said the council is acting urgently to improve the area. Michael Stewart Watling, 74, has lived in Cherry Close since 1995. He says the problem is ongoing and long-lasting. It's been a problem for 3 or 4 years at least. It's beyond a joke. Fly tipping has eased up somewhat and the larger items are being cleared, but there's still food lying around in the overgrown bushes. Kate Oliver, Cabinet Member for Environmental Services for Norwich City Council, said, "I am sorry to hear about the continued issues that the resident is having in his neighbourhood. I'm pleased that the fly tipping has been dealt with swiftly by the team and have now been notified that the shrubbery maintenance work has also started this week. Residents are encouraged to please continue to report fly tipping and other issues, such as spilled food waste. They can report to the council using the online forms on the website or by calling 0344 980 3333.
A wildlife trust is calling for the government to give areas on the proposed route of the Norwich Western Link special status to protect Barbastelle bats. Norfolk Wildlife Trust is asking the government's nature conservation advisers to urgently designate the area a site of special scientific interest and a special area of conservation. Norfolk County Council wants to build the £198 million western link of the Norwich Northern Distributor Road across the Wensum Valley, from the A1067 Fakenham Road to the A47 near Honingham. But ecologist Dr. Charlotte Packman from Wild Wings Ecology has identified a super colony of Barbastelle bats in the area. Her research featured on BBC Countryfile at the weekend, prompting Norfolk Wildlife Trust to reiterate their opposition to the road and to call for extra protection. Chief Executive Elliot Lyne said, "Dr. Packman's independent scientific research, as seen on the programme, provides very strong evidence that this area is crucial for the long-term survival of Barbastelle bats in the UK."
Birdsong is growing fainter as species decline because of climate change, scientists say. Experts, led by a team at the University of Anglia in Norwich, have combined bird counts from thousands of sites around the globe with recordings of bird songs to reconstruct how so-called natural soundscapes have changed over the last 25 years. Their research has underlined a widespread decline in the acoustic diversity and intensity of natural soundscapes. A brief extract from the Suffolk countryside shows the loss of the curlew's distinctive bubbling call. "We experience birds far more frequently by hearing their song than seeing them. Nature has been a lifeline for many through lockdown." Dr. Butler fears as soundscapes grow less diverse, the loss could have a far-reaching impact on our relationships with birds and our feelings towards them. "This approach is thinking about them as an orchestra, and modelling the quality of that orchestra as a whole, not individual players, he said.
A flood-hit boat hire and repair business has backed drastic measures to protect the Broads from the effects of climate change. Ludham Bridge Boatyard is experiencing more flooding than at any time in George Eliot's 22 years in charge. The increased high waters have seen him forced to put wooden planks down to act as walkways over near constant winter floodwaters and to move plug sockets to the ceiling. Mr. Elliot, who is also a senior flood warden, is urging representatives from the Environment Agency and the Broads Authority to visit his business, which he says offers a glimpse of the changes about to radically change the Broads. His call to action comes as an influential group said measures, including a flood barrier across the river at Great Yarmouth, are needed to protect waterways. The Broad Society, which was set up to secure the future of the Broads, declared a climate emergency for the river network at its recent AGM. It said a major new network of Dutch-style drainage dikes should also be considered to protect against the impact of rising sea levels. There needs to be a proper dredging programme like there used to be. Everyone needs to be on the same page over digging and dredging dikes because people pay a contributor factor towards the cost. We also need reservoirs to store water, he said. Last year, the Broads Authority said two areas of the River Ant had been dredged in the last 5 years, while 26,000 cubic metres of sediment had been removed from the Bure, which the Ant feeds, between 2016 and 2019.
A project to create a new wetland and restore habitats to allow wildlife to thrive along the River Yare in Norwich has been completed. The Environment Agency, the Norfolk Rivers Trust and Norwich City Council have been working together to improve the Yare Valley near to Earlham. The work has involved adding dog ramps to help the animals get in and out of the water without damaging the banks. It has also seen the creation of diverse habitats within the river to benefit aquatic plants and provide refuge for fish. A new wetland has been constructed to collect surface water runoff, which will improve the quality of the water before it re-enters the river and provide a habitat for wildlife to thrive in wet conditions. Bundles of hazel have been secured against the banks, which will help prevent erosion on this stretch, where historically the riverbanks have worn away due to the public and dogs accessing the river.